At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Long Shots, VSiN's premier golf betting podcast. Here's Matt Brown, Wes Reynolds, and Kelly Bidlin.
Welcome in. It's Long Shots. Kelly Bidlin, Wes Reynolds here. Matt Brown not with us today on Wednesday afternoon as we record this. You know why? Because he's on his way to Augusta, Georgia. Doesn't that sound nice, Wes Reynolds?
Yes, I'm watching the par three, actually, as we record. So, all the families, it's always kind of a fun event because you got all the families out there and the little kids dressed up as caddies. So currently watching that as we speak.
Yeah, I don't really understand why there's really like a competitive need to it, to be honest. Like, usually I'm that guy that it's like, okay, if we're putting a sporting event on TV, like, I want a winner and a loser. The par three contest, I don't really care about, though. Like,
yeah, I don't really either, other than the fact that nobody that's ever won the par three has went on to win the tournament. So
right. Fowler still on top of the leaderboard?
I am not positive because I just tuned back in briefly here. But yeah, seeing these guys, though, play with each other that are still friendly, like I think John Rahm, Sahith Fagala, and Tony Finau are in a group together right now.
Okay. All right. Who was it who did the was it last year or a couple years ago? It's probably like 6 years ago at this point. I can't even remember. Who was it that like skipped the ball across the water?
I think it was John Rahm.
It was, okay.
I believe it was.
And it was like the past couple years, right?
Yeah. Crazy. Okay. Yeah. Right. A lot of guys are trying that shot now.
Right. Okay.
Not in competition, though.
Yeah, it's just the par three contest. All right, moving on from that to the real Masters that does begin tomorrow. Quick little pod for you guys. If you did not see, we did have a, I don't want to say live, an in-studio show that we recorded. It ran back last night. That is up on the VSiN YouTube page. I did tweet it out earlier today at Kelly Bidlin, so you can go find that and see the whole nice, fine, beautiful-looking television product that the crew put together. I was going to say Matt, Wes, and myself, but yeah, that's not us at all. That was Wyatt Tomchek and the fine people we have working behind the scenes at VSiN. So go check that out. There will, if you found this episode, you've probably seen the couple others that are also in the Long Shots feed. We're going to be keep cranking these out for you guys during the Masters. We'll be doing one today. Wes and I will be back for an After the Cut pod as well, so we'll talk about kind of where everything sits then. And I guess that what leads nicely right into that, Wes, is we don't really know exactly when that After the Cut pod might be because of the weather that we are seeing in Augusta, Georgia. A couple things we wanted to do on this podcast. We wanted to make sure we reviewed all of our bets for you guys as we are kind of finalizing here things, about what, 18 hours till we tee off. I wanted to kind of address a lot of the questions that we've been getting, and then also talk about some of these golfers that have started to slide down the odds board a bit. Weather, though, Wes, has been, I feel like, the number one thing that I've heard talked about. I've heard a lot of people ask me about. I've heard a lot of people, I think, make statements on where there's an advantage and where there's not an advantage that I don't necessarily agree with. I try to say this almost every week when we're talking about when we're doing this podcast, and it's, I bet a lot of first round leader stuff. Weather is going to be so impactful with a small short term bet like that, that I usually wait as long as humanly possible. And I have not put in a single first round leader bet yet for the Masters. I will be making at least one that we'll get into here in a sec. But the I'll be frank, Wes. The only reason I'm even going to be putting in one or two first round leader bets is because of the long running trend that we know from the Masters that you've got to be right near kind of that top of the leaderboard, and maybe you have the note in front of you. I'll have to pull it up if not. Of just, you know, you got to be really close to the lead here if you're going to go on and win this thing. So I think any of those guys that you really do have outright tickets on that you believe are going to win this thing, that's kind of the reason why I will be at least a deck you all be playing a first round leader on. You need those guys to be right there. But just real quick, weather forecast. It is looking, it's a little bit different from what we talked about last night. It does look like the afternoon is clearing up a little bit, but morning's still an absolute nightmare. A ton of rain. You're seeing high 90s. I mean, this is 99% rain, 100% rain at 6 a.m. tomorrow. You're talking about winds 15 to 20 mile an hour range. That will be heavy. Betting wise for you, what's your biggest takeaway from what you're seeing with this weather forecast?
Yeah, look, and I think if it's obviously the early wave, the order, by the way, of the tee times does not change. So it's not like, okay, the morning got washed out, so we're going to send out the afternoon guys. So they're going to send out the morning guys in the afternoon. Now, they get to play the course immediately with what we would think would be softer conditions. And then the day, as the temperature obviously can creep up, then it dries out a little bit more. So I wonder if this is going to favor even the morning guys, even though their session is getting washed out a little bit, that number one, they get done first. And then obviously the guys, if they even get out in the afternoon on Thursday, the second half wave, if they're going to, you know, they're going to have to play a lot more golf because the morning guys are obviously going to get done first. Yeah. So they're not going to be on the bad end of the draw in terms of having to play the more holes. Right. And, you know, like we saw last year, now John Rahm overcame that and ended up winning the tournament because John Rahm was on the bad side where you had to play like all of those holes on Saturday to try to get this done on Sunday.
Right. Yeah. And that, so I just wanted to talk through that. I don't really know that there is. I'm going to be making some first round leader bets, but that is really because of the historical trend with where you need to be at kind of after the first round to win the Masters. But this is, I agree with you from what we're seeing with the forecast right now. We had Kevin Roth on the numbers game this morning, meteorologist from Roto Grinders. Love talking sports weather and betting with him and how it impacts stuff. He said he'd be shocked at this point if start times were not delayed. And basically everything that you just laid out, Wes, is what occurs, right? The way the morning groups get pushed back and basically they get to play, you know, on some softer conditions. And with the later groups, there's some that might start and then they might not be able to finish, you know, due to darkness and got to pick it up again on Friday before they start their second round. I think that's probably, as of right now, the most likely thing to occur. I'm here to caution everybody of if you are, you got to be damn sure that you know what's going on with this weather if you're making bets based off of it. I know it's something we always talk about as handicappers, but it's not a, just because you know when rain, like you just said with John Rahm, just because you know when you know or you think you know when rain's going to occur doesn't mean that you've got a lockdown winning bet. You know, if you're betting around it.
Yeah, exactly. There are 30 total groups, by the way, one group of two, and then the rest are group of three. So even if you look like, you know, just going 1 through 15, which would be considered the morning flight, you know, you have like Wyndham Clark, Victor Hovland, Cam Smith. They're in the last group in the morning session. Mm-hmm. Then Scheffler, McIlroy, Schauffele before. Rahm, Fitzpatrick, Dunlap before. Matsuyama, Zalatoris, Thomas before. So I'm looking at some of the bigger names. Cantlay is in one of the early groups. Neiman is one in one of the early groups. Finau. So of kind of some of the guys that we think are going to be contenders. They're early, but they're not like the first off the tee or anything. Right. So they're still in the back end toward the middle because Augusta likes to have a featured group there at the end. Like, for instance, the last group to finish, assuming it would be on time tomorrow, would be Dustin Johnson, Morikawa, and Tommy Fleetwood. So they always like to have named guys in those final groups. So not maybe as huge of an advantage, but still you'd probably rather be out in the morning to at least get some soft conditions on Thursday, depending on how much play we get in.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if I was looking, you know, if I had to pick groups or tee times that I was going to target because of what I think is going to happen to the weather, might not be those first groups, Wes. I did get a tweet about this. I think it was a good point. I think it was Paul Nelson that tweeted me. It's maybe those groups a few in, right? Because I don't necessarily want the guys that might get out there, right? Have to play through some terrible conditions, then the horn gets blown and, you know, golfers come off the course. You know, if that happens, you don't really want those first group guys. Sure, if we know there's going to be a delay in start times, then those guys make more sense to target. All of this just is to say, keep your eye on the weather and make sure if you're making bets based on that, you know pretty well what's going to happen. And just because we're talking about bets and stuff now doesn't mean you can't wait until very early tomorrow morning to get this stuff in when you do know what's going to happen with those start times. Okay, let's transition away from that. Wanted to mention a couple guys that have drifted a bit in the betting odds and just see if there is any more interest from you, Wes, in betting some of these guys. Matt Brown, not with us today. I know he did make a bet on Sam Burns, though. He has an affinity towards Sam Burns. He is one of his favorite golfers, but he did text me and said, all right, if someone's going to give me 80-1 on Sam Burns, I'm getting in on this guy. There's a few of these guys that have drifted. I think they're some of the guys that we talked about on shows already, but Sam Burns, Victor Hovland, Patrick Cantlay, all these guys drifting. I'm seeing Wyndham Clark right now, even him at 40-1 over at DraftKings. Wyndham Clark, a guy that I have an outright bet on. Wes, was it you that had one, or was it Matt that had Wyndham? I can't remember.
I believe Matt does. I do not have Wyndham.
I feel like all three of us like crossed over each other's cards a little bit this Masters, but not all the way. So I do have a bet on Wyndham, but he's drifted a bit. Any of those guys or any outrights that you feel like you're going to add here between now and start a tournament?
I am very tempted at 50-1 on Patrick Cantlay. I may resist temptation, though. But look, I just think that that's a huge number. And I don't think that he's like as off as like Victor Hovland is, because Victor Hovland, I think, is on like his third swing coach in 3 months, you know, and has had the sports psychologist out there. So, Victor Hovland, who I could have sworn maybe several months ago I would have bet here easily and been very heavy on him. I'm going to take a pass this week. But it's kind of interesting, Kelly, because you have some of these players that are getting faded like in the outright market but maybe not in the matchup market. Or you have players that are getting faded in the matchup market but not the outright market. A couple examples of the latter. Brooks Koepka is getting bet against pretty heavy in some of the matchup markets that I see against Matsuyama, against Jordan Spieth, but yet you're not seeing him drift in the futures market because he's got a lot of action on him because it's Brooks in a major, right? And you're already paying that discount. So, yeah, it's kind of curious that you're seeing him get faded in the matchup market. A couple other guys, Will Zalatoris is getting faded, and I've heard a lot of love for Will Zalatoris, at least on the outright and some of the placement markets, but even getting faded against Hovland, even getting faded against Cantlay. So, yeah, that was a little bit curious to me. And then there's a couple of the players with the injury issues, Jordan Spieth, Minwoo Lee. Minwoo has certainly drifted up a little bit to about 150-1 in terms of an outright. But, yeah, just eyeballing this and looking at some of the players getting played against in matchups. Max Homa's getting played against a little bit. So, you know, you don't want to read too much into that, but I do often find that it's curious when a future price doesn't drift, because there's a lot more, I think, I would say, casual or public bettors that are going to bet the Masters because it's a Masters that might not bet golf from a week-to-week basis. So when you're seeing the little bit of moves in the matchups but not in the outright, that at least gives me pause on some of those guys on the outrights, like a Brooks or somebody like that.
I would also say, though, that that's probably a bet. What movement that you're seeing in the matchups is probably a better indicator of where the actual respected money's coming in than whatever movement you're seeing in the outrights, right? Because of what you just talked about, the public, the average recreational bettor is going to come in and bet in the outright market far more than they're going to look anywhere else. That is interesting. All right, we're going to keep moving around, but bouncing around here. Tiger Woods, I want to hit on him real quick one more time. Here's my opinion on Tiger. I do not think he's going to have a great week. I am not betting ever against Tiger Woods at the Masters to miss the cut. That's not something I'm interested in doing. I think that if you are in the camp of, I don't believe in Tiger's health, that he can make it in this tournament, I still suggest betting against him in a tournament matchup. Give that handicap a full four rounds to play out instead of limiting yourself to a miscut bet where you only got 2 days where you're kind of hoping, you know, some aches and pains catch up with him. Wes, I don't think you bet anything with Tiger, but agree or disagree with that.
No, I would totally agree with that assessment. And look, you're seeing it a little bit. I know he's matched up with Woodland at DraftKings and a couple other places. Yeah. At a lot of shops, he's matched up against Phil. And Tiger actually got the early action, and then he did the press conference on Monday. He's like, yeah, I heard everywhere. You know, so then all of a sudden you started to see people come in on Phil Mickelson. One of our guests on VSiN goes by Indy Jeff. Jeff Seeley was on with Matt Eumanns and I on VSiN tonight on Monday night. Just, you know, a quick call in segment. And he goes, yeah, I'm with Phil, because Phil at least has been playing semi-competitive golf. Mm-hmm. He's not been playing great and he's not been contending on a week to week basis. But competitive golf, whether it's 54 or 72 holes, is better than nothing, which is what essentially Tiger has basically been playing for the last 2 or 3 years. So that's why you've seen that Phil, I think that's moved probably about 30 cents, just eyeballing the screen here.
Yeah, it has. I don't know about you, but if you have the options, I would much rather play a Gary Woodland over than Phil Mickelson.
Right.
But that's
Gary
just
Woodland, who by the way had a hole in one today in the par three contest. And you know, Gary obviously a great story with you know, having a lesion removed from his brain. So yeah, and look, Gary can bomb it. Gary can still hit it really, really long, and I think distance does matter here.
Yeah, great story. Who was that? Jeff Darlington, I think, did that on ESPN. That was a great piece they produced. Tip of the cap to those guys. All right, Wes, I know you've got to run here in a bit. I don't want to go over our full cards. Everybody can get those at VSiN.com for me and Wes. Anything that you added, though, since yesterday when we did the live show that you want to mention?
I did add a couple top 20s. I basically played all my futures in either top 20s or top 30s. Xander played in a top 10 along with Rory. But a couple top 20s I added. I did add Patrick Reed at 2-1. And look, I would even lean with him, and I'm debating if I want to add Low Live, even though I already have Neiman in pocket at maybe 12-1, because I think Patrick Reed is kind of going to be a little surprise this week that maybe we don't expect.
You've been bullish on him.
And look, the form line doesn't tell you he's going to play great, but you know, that's the case. I think he plays solid here. Benny on, I actually added in a top 20, and you can get him in the mid $3, I think, even still for that. Doesn't have a ton of success here, but man, he hits it long off the tee. And the fact that he got in the Masters, he's in the top 50 in the world golf ranking. So it's like, okay, I want to make a return appearance, because that's going to matter for some of these guys. Unless they're otherwise qualified, you know, they won a major, they won a PGA Tour event. I think if you finish top 12 in ties, you get a return appearance. So come Sunday, that's going to be something to look for if you're maybe betting something live, you know, like a placement market live at some of these markets at DraftKings or other stores, because that's going to really matter for some of these guys that are, you know, obviously for somebody like Rory, it's not going to matter. He's going to be exempt every year to be at Augusta and get invited every year. Yeah, but somebody like Benny on, it'll matter.
Yeah. I think that's a great tip for some live betting to look out for. Anything else that you added?
That is all I played. I'm going to do some of the matchups here early on Wednesday evening and, you know, see if I find anything or see if I find any like three balls or something. I'll have that up at VSiN.com/picks, maybe some round one three balls or something like that, but probably going to be smaller on the exposure just because of the fact of the weather that we have on Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple. So I think I brought this up on the show. Siwoo Kim, though, top 20, did add that for my card. Do like
I'm kind of digging week. That a little bit as more as I look into it, too. I haven't done it yet, but, you know, Siwoo is a guy that's been like sneaky, like Mr. Top 20 here.
Yeah, you know, really not,
not a guy that contends, but.
Yeah, kind of flying under the radar this season like he does, but, he, you know, pretty solid recent form from him and good Masters results over the years, too. I mean, he's been up there. So top 20 for him. I did go against your boy Patrick Reed in a matchup. Corey Connors, I laid minus 134 with over Reed. I'm not going to be shocked if Patrick Reed does show up at the Masters and put together a good tournament. We know this is one of the places that he plays well in, but Connors is a guy who's looking to get some action. You know,
I have Connors as a top 30.
Okay, like that
so,
too.
So, you know, because I think he's a consistent cuck maker. I know he didn't make it last year, but he had a couple back-to-back top 10 finishes and one of them being a top five. So I got to think the irons are going to be as good as anybody with Corey Connor. So at least you got that going for you.
I added Tony Finau -120 over Tommy Fleetwood. I'm going to guess Wes will sign off on that one since he's on Finau. And then I played Wills Outdoors in a matchup at +140 over Ludvig Åberg. I think Ludvig will be great here over the years, but no experience really at this course. I'll take a +140 price.
Yeah, that's one I would lean to. Even though Zalatoris, who a lot of people like in the futures market, that's another one like Brooks, where like him in the futures market, but then you see some of the matchups he's getting bet against. Now, I think that that's too big of a price for Ludvig personally. So yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, really just a price play for me. Okay, real quick, I know you got to run. The one guy that's maybe near the top of the betting board or you've heard a lot of love for that you believe doesn't stand a chance this week?
Spieth. And I hate to say that because Spieth's been known every time I bet against him, he shoves it you know where. But I just don't see it. He's less than 25-1 at some places and in the low 20s. I think that wrist is really bothering him, and I don't think it's going to get better until maybe he shuts it down and has a surgery on it. So, you know, he knows the course, and he's obviously got as impeccable of a track record as anybody. But, Spieth, I'm not that high on this week.
Polarizing guy for me this week, but Rory, I'll go with Rory there. I'm not betting against the guy, but I'm not betting on him either. I know he's on your card, Wes. Obviously, rooting for you as much as I can, but he's the guy I'm just not buying into at all. What is your favorite bet on your card?
In terms of an outright Xander Schauffele, he just hit on all the marks for me. He's behind Scottie Scheffler as he's been all year, but Xander Schauffele, I think he's in good stead. I think he sounds like he's in good spirits too, and very confident going into this week. So Xander Schauffele in terms of the outright for me, the longer shot would be Cameron Young. I think Cameron Young is really going to show here. I can't believe he's 55-1 and double the price that he was last year when he's actually in better form right now.
I will say my favorite bet is my Matsuyama matchup over Jordan Spieth, but that's kind of turned into one since we've heard more about Spieth wrist stuff. So I will say that, but Matsuyama, almost anything tacky, man, I like. Okay, and then real quick, who wins this thing?
I'm going to say Xander Schauffele.
All right, I like it. Stand by your bets. I'm going to say Hideki Matsuyama. We got to go. We got more content to do. That's Wes. I'm Kelly. We'll be back on Friday. Good luck with all your bets at the Masters.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.